Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Are you curious about what I can do or want to test some voice AI features? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI, nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You folks are known for creating those really natural human-like voice AI conversations, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how it might help my business. What makes Dasha stand out? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling personalized outreach can be tricky. How exactly does Dasha's AI handle those nuances to keep conversations natural and effective? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy. Ah, great question. Dasha's AI uses advanced natural language understanding to mimic real human conversation, so it picks up on context, tone, and even subtle cues. That means it can adapt its responses on the fly, making interactions feel genuine, not scripted. Plus, it's designed to listen more than just pitch, which helps avoid that pushy vibe. Would you like me to share an example of how a typical Dasha conversation flows? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Oh, I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months using Dasha, I'd imagine a smooth, almost effortless lead generation process where conversations feel so natural that prospects actually enjoy engaging. Revenue would be up thanks to more qualified leads and faster follow-ups. Plus, my team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Sounds like a win-win, right? What about you? What's your favorite success story with Dasha so far? What do you mean by more qualified leads and faster follow-ups? Why is that important to you? Great points to dig into. By more qualified leads, I mean prospects who genuinely fit the ideal customer profile and show real interest. So your sales team spends time on the best opportunities, not just any leads. Faster follow-ups matter because timing is everything. Reaching out quickly keeps the conversation warm and boosts the chance of closing deals. Together, they mean less wasted effort and more revenue. Does that align with what you're aiming for? Tell me more about less wasted effort and more revenue. Sure thing. Less wasted effort means your sales and marketing teams aren't spinning their wheels chasing leads that go nowhere. Instead, they focus on prospects who are actually interested and ready to engage. That efficiency saves time and resources. More revenue naturally follows because your team closes more deals faster with better quality leads. It's like turning your sales process into a well-oiled machine. Pretty exciting, right? Would you like to explore how Dasha can tailor this for your specific business? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back, love it. Right now, one big constraint is juggling personalized outreach at scale without burning out the team. Also, keeping leads engaged long enough to convert can be tough, especially when follow-ups get delayed. Oh, and sometimes the data isn't as clean or actionable as we'd like. How does Dasha help tackle these exact pain points? What are all the ways juggling personalized outreach, keeping leads engaged, and data issues are affecting the business right now? Juggling those challenges can really slow things down. Personalized outreach takes a lot of time, so scaling it means either hiring more people or risking burnout. When leads aren't engaged consistently, you lose potential sales and momentum. And messy data? That leads to missed opportunities and wasted marketing spend. Altogether, it can mean slower growth and frustrated teams. Does Dasha offer tools to streamline these areas? Can you go a bit deeper on slower growth and frustrated teams? Absolutely. Slower growth happens when your sales pipeline isn't flowing smoothly. Fewer qualified leads and delayed follow-ups mean fewer closed deals over time. That can stall revenue targets and limit your ability to invest in new opportunities. Frustrated teams often feel overwhelmed juggling repetitive tasks like cold calls or data cleanup, which can hurt morale and increase turnover. Dasha's AI aims to lift that load by automating those tedious parts, freeing your team to focus on high-impact work. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Wow, it sounds like slower growth, overwhelmed teams, and missed revenue opportunities, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in? I appreciate the offer. But just to keep things clear, I'm here to help you test and explore Dasha's capabilities today rather than schedule demos. If you want to connect with the Dasha team directly for a demo, the best way is to reach out to support@dasha.ai. They'll get you sorted quickly. Meanwhile, feel free to ask me any other questions or try out more